From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. Just days after reiterating that military options for dealing with North Korea are under consideration, President Donald Trump said he's willing to meet its leader, Kim Jong-un. The potential dramatic shift in the U.S. posture toward the Asian adversary comes as Pyongyang continues to conduct ballistic missile launches and is possibly poised to conduct its sixth underground nuclear test. During an interview with Bloomberg News Monday, Trump said if it would be appropriate for him to meet Kim, he would be honored to do it. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer faced questions Monday about Trump's comments. Spicer said the president understands the threat that North Korea poses and he will do whatever is necessary under the right circumstances to protect our country from the threat that they pose. The last high-ranking American official to meet a North Korean leader was then-Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. That encounter in Pyongyang in 2000 was with the current leader's father, Kim Jong-un. The United States and North Korea have never had diplomatic relations. U.S. Central Intelligence Agency Chief Mike Pompeo is in Seoul for talks with South Korean intelligence officials about North Korea's nuclear weapons development program. Pompeo arrived in the South Korean capital over the weekend and met with the head of the National Intelligence Service and high-level presidential aides. Hours before Pompeo's meeting in Seoul, Pyongyang threatened it will speed up its nuclear deterrence in the face of new U.S. pressure for U.N. sanctions against the country. North Korea conducted another missile test Saturday, which Seoul and Washington officials say was a failure. This is VOA News.